And Simon Marks is following the story from Washington, D.C. Simon, take us through the underlying rationale, if you like, behind Mr. Comey's sacking. Is there more to it than the White House is letting on?
Donald Trump has very much provided his own rationale for firing Mr. Comey just in the course of the last few minutes. He has taken to Twitter, where else, to say Comey lost the confidence of almost everyone in Washington, Republicans and Democrats alike. When things calm down, the President of the United States typed, they will be thanking me, with an exclamation mark at the end of that. That is an indication of just how seismic the reaction here in Washington has been to the decision by the President of the United States to fire James Comey. Only once in recent modern history has an FBI director previously been fired by a president. And while Donald Trump is arguing that James Comey had lost the confidence of political leaders here in Washington and the public more generally, up on Capitol Hill, there is grave concern, certainly among Democrats, but also among many prominent Republicans in the U.S. Senate, that Donald Trump has done this as the FBI director was digging deeper into those allegations of collusion between President Donald Trump, his campaign team, and the Russians during last year's presidential election. So the Democrats are accusing the White House of obstruction of justice. They're calling for a special prosecutor, an independent prosecutor, to be appointed to look into those allegations. Republicans are not going that far, but several prominent Republicans in the U.S. Senate say they want to understand much more about the reasons why Donald Trump decided so suddenly to terminate James Comey as FBI director. If this was indeed, as the White House has claimed, tied to Mr. Comey's failings in terms of overseeing the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email, many observers here say, well, in that case, you would have fired James Comey on day one of your presidency, not 24 hours after the former acting Attorney General of the United States delivered a fairly blistering critique of the Trump administration in her testimony up on Capitol Hill when she disclosed that she had warned the White House that the fired national security advisor was a blackmail risk because of what the Russians knew about him. So all sorts of questions still for the Trump team to answer, and many of them are being posed by Donald Trump's fellow Republicans.
Simon, do we have a sense of who will replace Comey as FBI director and how that eventual replacement will impact that ongoing Russian investigation that you referenced a little earlier?
Well, I mean, the short answer to that question is no. I mean, there is intense speculation here about where Donald Trump may look to try and find a replacement for the FBI director, James Comey. And remember, he's got thousands of other government positions that he still hasn't been able to fill. And that's partly because many Republicans look at the Trump administration and say, I'm not really sure I want to jump in and work for this guy just now. Who would take the job of FBI director after having seen how James Comey was treated by Donald Trump over the last 24 hours is a big question. And will it be someone who will be given the freedom and the independence needed to continue pursuing the Russia investigation? That's a big question for Democrats up on Capitol Hill. It's a big question for the Republicans who sit on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which has its own investigation underway into alleged collusion between the Trump campaign team and the Russians. The White House keeps saying everybody needs to stop digging into these allegations over collusion. There's nothing to see here. It's time to move on. Donald Trump's problem is that he's going to have to find someone to fill FBI Director James Comey's seat and to do so in a way that allows him credibly to say that he's providing that person with some degree of independence.
All right, we're going to have to keep an eye on that one, Simon. Thanks so much for coming in today. That was Simon Marks with the latest from Washington, D.C.